Well, thousands of Iraqis marching in Baghdad today to protest the continued presence of U.S. troops in the region. David McDougall is here over my shoulder from Baghdad to give me the very latest on that. Hello, David.
Hey there, Brian. Well, the city is no stranger to demonstrations, and today, as you said, thousands of supporters loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr, by some estimates as many as 50,000, took to the streets protesting the continued U.S. troop presence in Iraq. What's interesting about today's demonstration is the background to it. For months now, U.S. and Iraqi negotiators have been hammering out something called a Status of Forces Agreement. That agreement shapes the context in which U.S. troops will operate here in the future. The agreement covers almost every aspect of the military's work here, from things like a deadline for withdrawal to who takes the lead on military operations, the status of prisoners in U.S. detention facilities, and even who has jurisdiction in the event that American troops commit crimes on Iraqi soil. And just to highlight how this subject fires up Iraqi passions, some protesters today burned effigies of President Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice during that mass demonstration. Now, if and when the U.S. and Iraqi negotiators reach a final draft of the agreement, it still has to be ratified by the Iraqi parliament. And we're expecting a rough ride ahead, with two of the biggest political parties already falling on different sides of the fence. And the clock is ticking here. The current U.N. mandate for Iraq runs out at the end of the year. That new Status of Forces agreement will have to be signed before then. Brian?